And though it's organic, since this is the age of specialization, there's a whole cadre of people who dedicate themselves to this, right?
Right.
So let's take it back to Venezuela. Then you show up in Venezuela. The bishop makes his three very relevant points.
Right.
Then what happens?
So we broke up that afternoon into different groups. There was a media group of people who were interested in how do we help with the media. It was a business group, and people started to talk about what they could do, different initiatives, third side initiatives, to begin to build a kind of an internal peace movement within Venezuela. That was just a beginning meeting. Then I was invited back a few months later. One of the things that really came up was the important role of the media in polarizing the conflict. The media was totally polarized. The private media were all against Chavez, and then the government media were for him. And it was the media, by kind of creating the, it's kind of like the ocean within which the fish swim. I mean, it's kind of like, it sort of determines consciousness in some sense, was really polarizing the conflict. So when I went back there a few months later, and they invited me back, I said, well, let's focus on that. Let's start talking to journalists, and let's see if we can have a seminar for journalists on both sides to talk with them about how to cover the conflict in ways that are constructive rather than destructive and polarizing. And we had some very interesting sessions with the journalists, but one thing they told us was, you know, we can do certain things, but there's an editorial line that's set by the owners. So then Francisco and I had a chance to meet with the owners of the media, the private media, and talk to them.
Major players.
Very major players. They were the kind of
the continent.
Right, exactly. And they were, and in Venezuela, they were the perhaps the most powerful people in the country and the richest. And they were quite skeptical, needless to say, because they had very, very strong opinions about Chavez, and they thought of him as a communist, a Castroite, a terrorist, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I met with them, and after passing, it took a few hours of very heated conversation, and then in the end, they asked if we would, at the very end, because we tried to explain the situation to them and the conflict and the consequences of it, you know, the civil war, they asked if we would open up a dialogue between them and President Chavez. So, and that's the way the third side works.